What up, y'all? I'm Naomi.
And I'm Andy. We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. You know Naomi from Two Dope Queens.
And Andy's written for everyone from Pete Holmes to Cedric the Entertainer.
And we want to tell you about our new comedy podcast, Couples Therapy.
The show features live sets from your favorite and soon-to-be favorite comedians talking about their relationships. Episodes feature everyone from SNL's Sasheer Zamata and Nailed It's Nicole Byer to Daily Show correspondents Ronnie Chang and Roy Wood Jr.
And many more. Download it on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlemagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlemagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes! It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, October 29th goes to Josh Duhamel. Now, if you don't know who Josh Duhamel is, he's an actor. Am I saying his name right?
Josh Duhamel.
I don't give a damn. He couldn't even tell us apart. Now, if you don't know who Josh Duhamel is,
what? He's
an actor and the soon-to-be ex-husband of Fergie, okay? They aren't officially divorced yet, but separated. And clearly, Josh still has love for Fergie, or he doesn't want that divorce to go through because he is sticking up for his boo. Now, he's like 9 months too late, but better late than never. Do we all remember in this room when Fergie sang the national anthem at the 2018 NBA All-Star Game? Do we remember? If we don't remember, let's refresh our memories.
And the Rockets recollect the bombs bursting in air.
Bombs bursting in air. Okay, enough. Fart on Fergie's vocals. Okay, Josh, that's all your fault that we played that again, okay? I forgot all about that. Now, if you remember, Draymond Green was a visual representation of a lot of us watching that when he chuckled to himself as he was performing. Now, I actually thought Draymond chuckled in the most professional way possible, because if that was me on that court when she was singing, I would have let off the most sinister, evil laugh I could muster. Something like this. And maybe a little pointing at her. Now, I haven't heard one person ever say Draymond was wrong for that little snicker he did. All right? You know why? Because you can't point the finger at Draymond Green in that situation, because the world was laughing at Fergie loudly. Mm-hmm. LOLing with capital letters, crying, laughing emojis, tears everywhere. But for whatever reason, Josh, Fergie's ex-husband, almost 9 months too late, damn near a whole three trimesters, is speaking out to ask Draymond for an apology. If I didn't hear it for myself, I wouldn't believe it.
What?
This is Josh Duhamel asking Draymond for an apology.
The thing that made me upset was that she was taking a lot of really cruel sort of comments. People were really trolling. I was pissed off at Draymond Green, first of all. I think he owed her an apology. I thought he was kind of a prick.
Why specifically? Just because he
knew the camera was on him and he snickered about it. I just thought that if he would have been a real man, he would have at least called her and said, listen, I'm sorry that I caused all that.
A whole three trimesters, Josh.
I really don't think that she caused that.
You waited a whole three trimesters to ask for an apology. It's almost Halloween. Shut up. All right, I got other things to do. Let me tell you something, Josh. I don't know how much Fergie is receiving in y'all divorce. I don't know why all of a sudden you're trying to get on her good side. But her hacking of the national anthem is not to cross the die on. All right, Draymond doesn't owe Fergie an apology. In fact, Fergie owes America an apology. All right? For butchering the national anthem. Fergie's rendition of the national anthem offended me the way the football players taking a knee offend Donald Trump. All right? Not really. But you had ample time to prepare for that national anthem. You had time to practice. You had time to get some rest, drink some green tea with honey and lemon. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, Fergie. And you wasn't ready. Josh, did you ask her to apologize for doing such a terrible job? You had the nerve to say Draymond should have called Fergie and said if he would have been a real man, he would have at least called her and said, listen, I'm sorry that I caused all of this. Play that.
If he would have been a real man, he would have at least called her and said, listen, I'm sorry that I caused all that.
Kmart didn't cause anything. Fergie caused all of that because she's the one who hacked the national anthem. Those lame-ass vocals didn't come from Draymond. They came from Fergie. All right? That is the epitome. That is the epitome of entitlement and privilege to think that Draymond has to apologize because your people effed up. You are victim blaming right now, Josh. Yes, Draymond is a victim. We were all victims. All of our ears were abused, assaulted, molested by this. My goodness. I feel victimized just hearing that again. Josh, listen, don't play the victim. The circumstances you created. In this case, circumstances your ex-wife created. Please give Josh Duhamel the sweet sounds of the what's his name?
Duhamel.
Please give Josh Duhamel the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey.
This real singing right here. Now.
Of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey.
Okay.
Of the day.
Watch this breakdown.
Now you saw he did apologize.
Who?
Josh Duhamel.
Man, could you tell Josh
He did a hashtag, sorry, Ferg. He said, note to self, think twice before you call out the champs. Well played, Warriors.
Tell Josh Duhamel go to hell. Drop on the Clues bombs for the Hamilton.
Well played.
When are they going to let them sing the national anthem somewhere?
You ain't going to play the remix?
Oh, you want to hear the remix?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, the Warriors were dancing to this remix.
There's always a bright side.
That's what I was waiting
situation.
For.
They were dancing to this.
Let's go. All right. Here we go.
Let Clues bomb drop one time.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey. Fergie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's play some
basketball.
Oh. It's kind of rock.
Yeah, it's
rock. Let's play some basketball.
Oh.
All
right. Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.